to REST-O-G Random Thoughts. I'm REST-O-G. Excuse me for a second, folks. So I've been out shooting a video since early this morning, so you're gonna have to pardon me. I know it's rude to eat and talk, but I haven't had any breakfast. I skipped breakfast. I was shooting a video, which you can check it out on Facebook and on iTunes. Just type in Times Are Hard. Today I'm going to talk about annoying personalities. I mean, there's different types of annoying personalities, so how do you deal with it? For me, I think it depends on the type of annoying personality. Like, if a person doesn't know that they have an annoying personality, and there's many people out there, they don't know that they have an annoying personality. So when you work with someone like that, not much you should do about it. I mean, you can't just go around beating the crap out of people because they're annoying. I mean, you could, but they're large and there's consequences. So you can't do that. But mostly talking about people who purposely go out there to try and annoy you, but it's like they get a natural rush or high out of it. Because you see, they're miserable in their lives, and so therefore their mission is to make other people miserable. That's evil. That is. I had a friend like that. Keyword had. This guy would purposely do and say things that would just anger me, and my pressure would be like to the roof. I'd be pissed, and you could just look over at him and he'd just be like all happy because he accomplished his mission. That's evil. Why would you want to purposely do that to annoy someone? It's evil. There's some evil people in the world. There really is. Not everyone is good. So how do you deal with someone like that? I mean, someone like that, you really do want to beat the crap out of them because you get so mad. But the best way to deal with someone like that, you gotta try to ignore them. Excuse me. You have to ignore people like that because that's what they want. They want to get you so mad and they want you to do something. Or they're so miserable in their life. They don't have anything going on in their life. They're a deadbeat, or they owe so much child support. They're happy with their woman that they just want everyone to be miserable like them, you know? And I'm not going to deal with someone like that. So the way to deal with that, you got to pretend like it doesn't bother you. It takes a lot of strength, a lot of inner strength, but you got to pretend it doesn't bother you. And when possible, stay away from them. But what if you work in a tight space with them and it's just you and them? That's where it gets tough. People like that, they get the bomb. I just never understood people like that. But what about the people who They really are a nice person, but they're just so damn annoying. What do you do with, what do you, how do you deal with that one? That one also takes a lot of inner strength. I mean, you don't want to go up to someone and say, look, dude, I don't know if you realize this or not, but you're really freaking annoying. And these are the reasons why you're annoying. X, Y, Z. I mean, I guess you could do that. I mean, you're not being rude about it. So, I'd like someone to try that and let me know how that one, let me know how that works out. There's many people I work with that would love to do that. Listen, but I don't think I want to do that because it's gonna work. It's gonna make for a really bad working relationship. So I don't think that's something I want to do. But I guess it depends on the line of work that you're in. Hold on a second here, folks. Oh. Just got to crack open another Dark Bex. This is my backup beer, Dark Bex. I like the taste of this. It's pretty good. Oopsie, my bad, folks, my bad. I am so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But see, that could be annoying. But and you can't go around beating the crap out of the people, but I wonder how that would work out if I went up to say to someone and say, listen, you're a nice person and all to work with, but do you mind if you don't do this or do that, because it really bothers me. You try not to use the word annoying because people get defensive. So baseball season is on its way. Go Yankees. Red Sox sucks. Well, I'm going to get back to my meal. I know it's annoying y'all watching me chew. Well, I don't want to be annoying anymore. So I'll take a couple chugs and I'll be out. And I'm out.
I got to tell ya, you don't wanna hear, then see.